This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
And we will try our best to put a little sunshine in your life, at least for this hour anyway. It's unbelievable out there. It's cold. Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we talk about here on the show? Well, the clue is in the title. We talk about your health, specifically how Dr. Molly and her staff can help you potentially improve your overall quality of life, which is our mission statement here on the program. And as always, we invite you to call in. If you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. As we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John. It's good to be here.
Good. You're working harder than ever, it seems.
I am working harder than ever. But, you know, I enjoy my work. I enjoy every person, whether they became a patient or not, who walks through the door for the consultation. And I often wonder, those who don't come back or don't want to do a treatment program, and I give them some information, I often wonder, hey, how are they doing? And so if they're out there listening, and are they following what I told them to take it home and that kind of thing? You know, you just can't help it, John, but think about all of these people who took the time out to meet me. So I appreciate it.
I know your wheels are always turning.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
even,
are.
And even when we're on the show here, I can hear, like when callers call in, I can just see you.
Yeah, I think about it. Right. I think about it. I have to admit, I really think about things. And again, I use the scientific model, not necessarily the medical model, but I'm so lucky because I have a great medical director, Dr. Pat. And as a result, I think the collaboration makes us work very well. And my nurses, too, my registered nurses. You know, every one of them was a patient of mine.
That's right.
That's right. Every one of my nurses
started
was
out
a
as patients,
patient
yeah.
of mine.
Yes.
Right. So it's really, it's sort of rewarding to see how many people are aligning themselves with the philosophy of the clinic.
And speaking of that, you're leading me right into it.
Okay.
The philosophy of the clinic. What is it that you do, and what's the philosophy?
Okay. The philosophy of the clinic is pretty simple. Okay. We're a group of like-minded professional healthcare providers, and we all work out of my licensed healthcare facility. That being said, our philosophy changes a little bit because we are a primary care facility. By that I mean we look at primary care a little differently. We want to use the least amount of medication to actually help a patient through their current challenge, whatever that is. And how do we do that? We bring in nature's products. We bring in natural products, kind of things you might see at a health food store, but we're very specific in what we give a patient for their particular challenge. And the delivery system is the hydration.
What I was going to ask you is, you always mention this, and we always talk about it, health food stores. People are listening, maybe
sure.
And they think, you know what, I can do what Dr. Molly does by just going to the health food store.
Well, you can do some of what I do by just going to the health food store, assuming that the health food store probably doesn't give you everything you need and certainly not in a therapeutic level, and that's the key to working this. However, when you say the health food store today, you only need it. Now you say it's part of the pharmacy, right? Have you noticed
right.
that?
Yes.
The health food store is
yes.
part of the pharmacy. So it's sort of clean, you know, sort of caught up. And many times you're there getting what? Your medication.
Right.
And then you go to the aisle that's, you know, the health food stuff. So the question is, what we want to do is make sure that you're not on a tremendous dose of medication unless you absolutely need it. We want to help you reduce the amount and still get you in a safe place.
We're going to talk about that later on in the show
sure,
about
sure.
about the, what the body does or what it should do and
sure.
that kind of thing. But I was curious, back to the health food store. Well, what's the difference? In other words, if I get a hydration treatment from you.
Yeah.
And I go to the health food store.
And you pick up B vitamins.
Right. What's the difference?
A big difference. It depends on the form of the B. It depends on what's in the health food store product. Is it an adulterated product? Does it have some type of filler? Do you know what's in there? And the second thing that makes a difference is you need to look at sourcing. Sourcing. What are the best products out there? And I try my best to tell people. We use a particular brand. I don't carry much, as you know. I carry enough to help my patient if they run out of something or whatever. But fundamentally, I just know that the best defense against all chronic illness is to utilize the natural products that we know can work in a particular situation in a therapeutic level. And the only way to get that therapeutic level is through the IV, bypass the digestive system so that you don't lose any of the primary ingredient, which is what we want to look for, let's say the B vitamins, right? And lose it to the gut. And also lose anything, and also lose what else we need that goes with the B vitamins at the same time. You hope that they don't counteract each other, make you sick in the stomach, which happens a great deal that I hear of. So hydration is one of the best ways to get your nutrition.
Now, if you're taking the hydration,
sure,
and you say to yourself, and you probably recommend this, what can I do outside of your office?
Right. We're going to talk a little bit about diet, for one thing, and we're also going to talk about what brands you should take, how you should take them, and what can we do to augment your in-house treatment. And I'm a big believer in this. You know, people come in with bags and bags and bags of nutraceuticals. By the way, new phenomena is they come in with bags and bags and bags of natural products, and then they have many bags of pharmaceutical products. And how many of these things cross each other, you'd be shocked.
I know you've said that many times.
And you've even shown me
some patients.
Oh, my God. And they'll tell you themselves, oh, Lord, yeah, I'm taking this, this, and this, and then I went out and bought that. And I say, well, what you've done is just buy more of the same, but you're not getting a therapeutic level. You're not doing it, and that's why it doesn't always work.
So what's your advice? How can people figure out or kind of follow a path that leads them to the right thing to do?
I think the best thing you can do is get the hydration therapy. The hydration therapy, in the manner in which we do it, which is universally, it is not a universal IV. It is an IV specifically made for John or Molly or Linda. It's specifically made for the patient so that we can attack what the problem is that drove them into me in the first place. And if they have no problem at all, I want to give them an IV that truly is going to boost them, make them feel good, give them the energy they want. Maybe it includes some amino acids. Maybe it includes all of the vitamins that we can do in a hydration bag plus. So the idea is, when you come to me, whether you're coming to me for sports, right, you want more energy, you want more muscle mass, what we do is put that program together for you specifically and augment what you're taking orally.
Again, your philosophy is the least amount of pharmaceuticals, and you do that through the hydration, which kind of doesn't necessarily replace, but you try to replace it as much as you can.
I do. Yes. I do, John. I think it, for the most part, in 98% of the cases, we people leave our facility feeling good.
So how many, back to...
Oh, like, the same old question.
Same old question, because everybody asks it. Okay, so I sign up.
Yeah.
How many treatments do I get?
Look, the bottom line is this. I just had a situation this week, which we'll talk about at the end of the show. The mother of this particular person says to me, well, I know he's not going to do well in a couple of treatments. I said, you're right, because it's like really throwing a teaspoon of water in the ocean. I said, so, no, you're right. I said, a case like his could be 40 or 50 treatments. And that was conservative thinking, all right, 40 or 50 treatments, because this guy had two major issues. So it really depends. But people in my clinic start to feel better in as little as five treatments. So that might be 5 weeks, or it may be a little shorter if you're doing twice a week. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. What we have to do is still raise you to the level that's going to sustain your health. So that's the real key to this, John.
And so it could be
30 treatments.
30?
It could be 20.
It depends on
where you are in your continuum of your particular challenge. You know, when people come in at four-stage cancer, what I like, I have a patient. You know her. You've seen her. They gave her 3 or 4 days to live. She's now in her second or third month with me. You've seen her, young girl, right?
Yes.
So bottom line is, and she said it herself, she goes, and they told her, oh, no, you know, they told the mother, you better start contacting the funeral director. I said, why don't you do whatever the hospice people tell you to do? But in the end, I said, I think we've given your daughter a wonderful quality of life. And she said, oh, Dr. Molly, you really have.
How do you manage expectations?
I tell them going in, listen, this is not holy water, right? You hear me say it all the time. It's not holy water. It doesn't, you know, it isn't like parting the Red Sea. It doesn't work like that. It takes time. It takes effort on your part to start looking at how you're treating your body at home. What are you eating? How are you doing it? Are you, you know, doing some other things? And then it takes a little, you know, a little faith. My belief is, listen, faith makes all things possible, just not easy.
So, back to the, it could be 30 treatments.
Right.
It could be 40 treatments. It could be 10.
Right.
But the bottom line is that most people do feel good.
I would say that's absolutely. Listen, John, you know what I like? Somebody said to me, I was at a gathering. They said, well, you know, the placebo effect. I said, well, I'm going to tell you a secret. When I have 20 people in the chairs, right? Ain't no placebo working,
not on the group that I have.
Am I right?
That is right.
You hear them every day.
That is
right?
Exactly right.
No, that's not the deal.
And you know, when you go in, I come in on Tuesday in the afternoon because the morning is pretty busy.
Right.
But in a Tuesday, you may have 50 people.
That's right.
So 50 people can't be wrong.
Not only can't they be wrong, you can't take somebody. Listen, the group I have are thinking people. They're your listeners, John.
Yes,
your listeners
right.
are my patients.
That's right.
So let's be honest. Are they thinking people? Yes. And for the most part, they're successful in their thinking pattern, right? Because they think out of boxes, John.
Okay. More of Health Watch here. We're coming up on our first break of the morning. It is Health Watch, of course, our live version, every Sunday from 8 till 9 here, Talk Radio 1210. WPHC. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here. She is the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. And we always tell you, you know, call early. Make sure that we can get your call in and really talk to you and kind of try to help you, give you a direction as to your situation. 855-839-1210. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I return. More Health Watch after these words. Here on Health Watch, and as always, when we're on the program, and even when we're not, I mean, operators standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number, 856-489-0505. Did I read that slow enough? Okay, I'll slow it down. 4-856-489-0505. That's the number. When you call, this is simple. You want to book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. Doesn't cost you anything. And really, you find out a lot about what she could potentially do for you. And also, really, talk to some of the patients who are in the clinic. It's really fascinating when you see it. That's what you really should do. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, live here 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Our open lines right now, 855-839-1210, if you want to jump in here, ask a question, or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. We're going to talk about, and this kind of fits in, Dr. Molly, with your overall philosophy. The body really isn't meant to have drugs.
Right.
It's really meant to function naturally, right?
Correct. That's the age old. I mean, it's the body was made in God's image and likeness, right? And I don't think he really thought about cholesterol-lowering drugs at that time.
No.
However, The fundamental philosophy of health alignment with nature, okay, has been around for many years. In the old days, this is what the doctor with the black bag was really thinking that way. You realize that you have to be in alignment with nature. Now, for millions of years, humans thrived without pharmaceutical intervention, right? You think the caveman had pharmaceuticals? Now, true, he probably died at 35, but not necessarily from an exotic disease, right? But when you look at medications, you've got to do yourself a favor. Does it really address the root cause of the disease, or do they just really treat some of the symptomatology of the disease? It may be that that's the case. Do we have a caller?
Oh, yes, we do. We have Anna from Bensalem is on the line. Anna, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on with Dr. Molly.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Molly. How are you, both
I'm
of you?
Good. We're happy to hear from you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Dr. Molly, listen, on December 22nd, I suffered a severe reaction to what I was doing, and that's when it happens to what eventually happened was I contracted lymphedema.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
My legs
terrible.
Were three times the size. Horrible.
It's terrible.
I went from overnight 220 to 273. That's what happens with me. When the liquid rearranges in my body, my weight goes up. People
right.
looked at me. I went to the ER at St. Mary's, and they said, that's impossible. I said, well, that's what happens with me. And, you know, the medical professionals are great, but they think they know everything, and they don't know everything. So, you know, of course, I could barely walk. It was
right.
horrific. The problem is, this is the second time this has happened,
okay.
And this is far worse.
Okay.
So it's still going on. And my question is, without getting into the details, because we don't have time, can you treat this? Because it's too slow in going down by itself. I can't take the diuretics because it dehydrates me too much.
I got that.
Right. Can you help with this? Because I need to live my life.
Of course. How old are you, Anna?
Oh, I hate to admit, 75.
Oh, my God, don't hate to admit I'm older than you, and I'm not even talking for John, okay?
So
stop.
I.
Stop.
Stop.
You're a 32-year-old doctor with a PhD. I'm not you. I wish
okay.
I were.
Well, listen to me. A couple of things I want to know. Did you try the lymphatic massage? Did anybody tell you about lymphatic massage?
I just started that because no one really led me in the right direction, including my own doctor. I mean, he's horrible. He's 80. Not his age, but he's just really slacked up in terms of his care.
I didn't have
the right care from the beginning. Right.
Okay.
Just started that at Jefferson.
All right. Right. Okay. Good. I'm glad you started that. That's number one. Number two, yes. I've treated people who tend to have this lymphedema and have sluggish lymph glands. What happens is the lymph glands, I guess, slow down, right? As we age, you can bet that they're slowing down. And you remember, the lymphs are your best defense against outside organisms and things like that. The lymph is a closed system. That's why it's so important to do the lymphatic massage. We do have a particular IV therapy that uses less fluid for people in this condition and also gives them what we think can help the lymphs get back into action. So the answer to what you're asking is yes, possibly we can help you, but I would love to see you for the consult anyway, no matter what, even if we decide not to do the hydration therapy, but to really give you some information on what else you can take that will help strengthen your lymphatic system. Now, can I ask one other question? Do you know what the drug was in that bag? Do you know? What was the drug in that bag? Do you remember?
Well, they didn't give me any drugs. But furosemide was the one they wanted to give me. I said no, to get rid of, you know, excess water. But it really dehydrates me. I get worse and then develop other conditions taking that. So I don't want that.
No, I understand that. And what I'm saying is the thing that triggered it was something, right? What triggered it?
Right. I'm telling you, Dr. Molly, I looked at it, you know, like, what was I doing? What was it? It was a holiday. It was stressful. Money is a problem, you know, living life when you're older, when you're alone is a problem.
Of course.
I drive, I do everything. I am a professional woman. I don't want to say what I do, but...
It's all right. Whatever you do, I'm sure is great. God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, well, no, it's close to yours. That's why I don't want to say. But I'd like to get around and say, well, I'm a professional hooker, but no, that won't work.
No, come
that's
on.
Not funny.
You wouldn't be calling our show if you're a professional hooker, darling.
No.
Okay.
No. But,
so you're you're taking the right steps outside. In other words, you're eating correctly, right? You're eating correctly. That isn't causing the inflammation, right? You're not eating a lot of processed foods.
To be honest, I mean, I could eat better. I could eat better. I used to love, I'm Italian. We love the Italian dessert.
Ah, tell me about that.
I've cut way back on that.
Good.
But when I have cut out all carbs, I mean, not only do I slim down, but I have the energy of a racehorse. I mean, I can go.
Okay.
And I should probably do that, to be honest, Dr. Molly. Just get rid of all the carbs because it's no good for me. You know, the wheat problem and the bread.
Yeah, of course. All the stuff that contributes to having the inflammation.
Right.
I mean, this lymphedema is an inflammation process. So there's no question you need to do that. But, yeah, there are several things that you should consider at home. And at some point, you should just come in and see us for the consult, okay?
Why don't you do that, Anna?
I really could be able to spend more time with you, and we can talk about it a little more, okay?
Book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly.
I mean, sounds like a terrible journey, honey. God bless.
Thanks for the call, Anna.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
All right.
Frank is in the Northeast. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Dr. Molly, John. Mayor
Good
Joe
morning.
And Anna. Say that, Dr. Molly.
Yeah, God bless her.
I promise you, today I said, I'm only going to listen, okay? That's I'm not calling in. But someone told you something that ruffled my feathers. I had to call in. Ready?
Go ahead.
Right, Dr. Molly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
sure.
I thought I lost you. Someone told you, or maybe it's a placebo effect.
Whoever said
that to you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, they're right. They said, what you're doing is a placebo effect, right?
Right. Whoever said that, yes, a placebo is real. It happens in experiments all the time and testing.
Sure.
Placebo only lasts for a couple hours, maybe a couple days. For Dr. Molly's patient, it doesn't last for weeks, months, and years. That's not a placebo effect.
That's true, Frank. Thank you for clearing that up, and I appreciate you for doing that. Because it is true. And, is there a place for a placebo? Of course there is. I mean, we can't do double-blind studies without it, right? You and I both know that the entire medical community worships double-blind studies. I call it the god of double-blind studies, actually. But, there are many things in nature. You have to align your body with nature, and that's really the best defense against all chronic conditions. But once you have them, once you have a chronic condition, we need to help you try our best to help improve your quality of life through that condition. And that's fundamentally what I try to do.
And Dr. Molly, that person said something to you. It made me so mad because you're an honest person. You care about all your patients, whether you they can come to you or not. You care, advise them different things. You're the most honest, reliable doctor out there, period. That really upset me. I'm saying that's all.
No, thank you,
you're
Frank.
A great person.
That was very nice. You were very nice to call in. Thanks a lot, Frank. And I hope
thanks, Dr. Molly.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Bye
you,
buddy.
Frank. Thanks for the call. And thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, he did. He did a great job. He's not even on my payroll, this guy. He's a great guy.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We're going to come up on a break, and we're going to continue this discussion, which is kind of consistent with your philosophy.
Right.
That the body isn't meant to take drugs, but that's a whole thing that we're going to get into.
Sure.
So we're coming up on the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. If you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210. More of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. 888-489-0505. You can call now. You can call after 9 o'clock. You can call whenever, but that's the number for Innovative Medical Associates. And when you call, what you want to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is very informative, and you will really learn a lot. Let me tell you, it's really one of the better things you can do as far as your health is concerned, and it doesn't cost you anything. You check it out, and you go from there. 856-489-0505. The website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to talk to Joe in Delco. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
My question is it possible to eradicate H. pylori naturally?
Well,
instead of that drug. Go ahead.
Which drug do they have you on, my friend?
Well, I didn't start taking it yet. Is that metronidazole?
Yeah.
Metronidazole or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you another question. Your doctor only has you on that for a short period of time, right?
For about 14 days.
Right, right. Because he has to kill the H. pylori, right?
Right. Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
That won't harm my kidney.
I didn't say that. Right. I didn't say that. I said, but the short term use of any drugs. All right. We have to look at the unintended consequences. Part of the problem with most people who have H. pylori, and I'm going to tell the truth, they don't necessarily follow that 10-day rule or the 14-day rule. They start taking that antibiotics for the H. pylori. And what happens is they're taking it too long, and that's when the damage occurs. Yes, is there going to be a problem with kidney function? You bet. That's why hopefully he looked at the other challenges you have, like are you taking any diabetic medication like metformin or anything like that? If you're medication free, I'm sure he used the best medical judgment he had to put you on something that might kill the H. pylori. And, get you back to where you're not having the dysbiosis. I would imagine that you have a hefty problem because did you do the H. pylori test to confirm that you had H. pylori in the gut, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I think he's probably prudent putting you on usually from 10 to 14 days is an approved dose. And then what I would do is I would be pumped up on natural products that can continue to help you throughout the year, all right, so that you're not back on things like, were you on a proton pump by any chance where they suppressed your stomach acid for a long period of time?
I am medicine free. I don't take anything.
Good for you. Then you're on the right track, okay? But I would definitely take the antibiotic drug temporarily if that's what he's putting you on, not for a long period of time, and probably I would come and sit in a chair like mine in between that. Keep the nutritional piece up so you don't have any mitochondria dysregulation from the short course of action, and it can be done, yes, okay? Does that answer your question? I hope it does. It's a little complex.
Okay, so I just wanted to do this. So it's that plus tetracycline. So take both of those.
That's right. Okay. That you didn't tell me the whole. Okay. Go ahead. Anything
ahead.
Else? So you're taking both. Okay. God bless you. Only for short term, right?
Yeah, it says 10 to 14 days. It said that it could cause drowsiness or... I drive for a living.
I hear you, honey. Here's the problem. Every drug has an unintended consequence. Every drug out there. But you can also have an unintentional consequence from an allergic reaction to some nutraceuticals as well. But the chances are more you're going to have that with the drug. However, you can't walk around with that H. pylori because I'm sure your gut is totally uncomfortable. So, you know, you got to weigh risk versus reward, which is what scientists do every day, which is what physicians do every day. They look at the risk versus reward. I would definitely be on my pharmaceuticals for a period of time, and I can tell you myself, I had H. pylori. I took a 10-day course of a particular antibiotic, and the H. pylori was eradicated. And then I put myself on high-dose vitamin C, a dose of methylated B vitamins. I had to get back my mitochondria function and lots of anti-inflammatories. So the bottom line is, you know, you may need the drug, but I wouldn't worship the drug. I have patients who stayed on those drugs for months. Then you're talking about big unintentional side effects. Short term, I say you stay on it and discuss it with your doctor about getting off and not doing it again. And making and retest for the H. pylori too, sir, please. Because it tends to hang around a while. Okay?
Okay, Joe.
Hopefully that helps. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for the call,
I'll
Joe.
I'll be praying for you, Joe, from Delco. All right.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. That call kind of fit into what we were talking about here.
Right.
Because you mentioned it. Every drug has consequences.
Right.
And here's another example of that.
And look, sometimes it can be more damaging than the disease itself. Other times, if you're looking at risk versus reward, which is something we do in life every day, right? If you've been told you have a fall risk, what do? You don't go trip. You don't have a rug in the hallway that isn't tied down, right?
Right.
I mean, there are unintended consequences on everything we do. What we want to do is manage in the deeper metabolic dysfunction of these drugs. And the way you can do that is by coming into the clinic, showing us some of the data. See, he wasn't forthcoming. He told me one drug and not the other. And I'm thinking in my mind, that's not generally the one drug they use for H. pylori, but I'm certainly not going to go against his doctor's advice. What you want to do is, again, realize that the treatment may become more harmful than the disease if they're using long-term pharmaceutical products to treat that disease. There are ways to augment that. That's exactly what I say. I said, you're on pharmaceuticals, don't get off of them, right? We'll help you. You would never get off of your pharmaceuticals unless a doctor helps you reduce them, right?
Right.
I say that every day, right?
You've always said that.
And that is the problem, because we want to address the underlying disease state that brought you here, but you just don't stop people's drugs. SSRIs are one of those things, right, for the neurodegeneration. There is so much of a problem. It can modulate the serotonin, but then it can carry all kinds of withdrawal effects if you're on it for a year, and you may need a change. The other thing is you got to look at the genetics of somebody. You know I'm a big believer in genetics, right?
Yes.
I'm affectionately called the DNA doc. But the bottom line is genetics can cause more of these adverse effects or these unintended consequences depending on how you're made up. If you get the wrong form of a B vitamin, if you have a gene that tells me you can't take vitamin C, then I don't give it, right?
Right.
Okay. But if you have a gene that says you only do well on methylated vitamins, methylated B vitamins, that's what I give you. But the problem is, you know, people think, oh, well, we just take the pill and it's going to be okay. No, it doesn't work like that, because I can tell you that the mitochondria dysfunction from some of these pharmaceuticals are terrible if you take them long term.
Should we, I guess the question is, when you're in any kind of a condition,
right,
should you be taking supplements?
Absolutely. There's no question. And actually, the best way to take those supplements is to bypass the digestive tract, which is through the hydration therapy, which is something we do every day. We help patients manage that every day. Because what happens is some of these drugs, like this poor woman's talking about, she can't take the diuretics because it can affect her kidneys. And if she's on a long-term diuretic, it will affect the kidneys. So the problem is, we have to look at all these risks that are out there today. What half of the problems in the world are caused by certain oils that we use, corn oil, sesame seed oil. There are oils that we should be using very judiciously, because they then have an effect on certain mitochondria dysfunction, right? So we have to look at all of this. You can't just say that, oh, throw out your medication. No, you can't just throw out your medication, but we sure as heck can augment that, possibly help you improve more quickly whatever the problem is, right? And then get you on a drug-free life.
You have mentioned many times the term mitochondria. And right. Maybe briefly, can you explain that?
That's our cells. That is the blood cells, all cells. It is the powerhouse of the cell. The mitochondria is the fuel, utilizes the fuel that continues to help a particular system in the body, whether it's your digestive system, your cardiac system, whatever, or your skeletal system for that matter. It really is the powerhouse. And what you have to do is feed it. But our philosophy is you feed that. You feed the fuel for your mitochondria just the way you would your car. If you're in a high-class luxury car, do you think you put regular gas in?
No.
That's right. Because what will that do? It would damage the mitochondria of the engine. So the bottom line is you do the same thing for the body. You look at the risk versus reward. I guess when you're in a pinch, one time I remember somebody I lent my car to, he filled the gas tank up with regular, right?
Oh.
And I was freaked out, right? And he said, why? I said, because now I said, I got to get that out and start to reduce the amount of that in the car, right? The same thing is true for our body.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. Every Sunday, the live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here. She is the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We still have some time for you to call in if you have a question or you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210. That's our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. You can call now. You can call after we leave you at 9 o'clock. They'll be there all day. But most importantly, you want to make the call and book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. Again, it is complimentary. Doesn't cost you anything. And it is really a great educational experience for you. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you want to hear it again, or you slept in, okay, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's the live version right now, and our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Kind of wrapping up this discussion, Dr. Molly, of this whole idea of the body can heal itself and so on. So continue with this discussion.
So the thing is very simple. I'm going to wrap it up right now, John. The same principle applies to the body no matter what. The biological signals that the body gives you, okay? You got to have a diet that's driven by non-processed foods. Eat real food. And that means animal products that are properly used. I mean, I have a bunch of people who are vegetarians, and they're sick, too. Why? Well, you would say, oh, no, you know, they don't eat meat, they're great. Okay, not always. What you have to do is look at the properly raised animal products, vegetables, fruit. Remember, everything we take in, John, everything, stress, when we have the stresses we have in today's world, that's a problem. And what happens is it's depriving the mitochondria of its requirement of high oxidative products in that you need to use the antioxidants, you need to use what's out there in terms of the proteins that are good for you as opposed to the negative stuff, John. If we get back and we say, okay, chronic disease is epidemic portions right now, and it can be traced back. Just this week, there was a huge article about the plastics in our water, right? Nanoparticles. So we're really bombarded with this, folks. So the thing we can control is what we consume. and what we do to make sure that we maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. And one of the ways it can help is through hydration therapy given with the proper nutraceuticals. In other words, the extracts of these nutraceuticals coming from live source. And that wraps it up for me. That's what I do.
That's what every day.
Every day. Every day.
Okay, we're going to talk about some patients, and this I know it was a real difficult one, and you are treating a patient which started out Lyme disease. And
yeah, this was a consult I had, John, just this week. They came down from Staten Island. They got my name from another patient in New York, who I have several patients in New York. This is a young man, 24 years old, who had Lyme disease that was treated properly with an antibiotic short-term antibiotic. However, that didn't eradicate the post proteins, that viral proteins, etc., that was left in his body. In between that, the poor guy caught COVID.
Oh.
So he has a double whammy going on. These proteins are really causing him a lot of neurodegenerative type problems where he's got extreme depression, extreme anxiety. The poor guy was hospitalized for this. He was put on some SSRIs that he took himself off of and didn't follow the doctor's orders. He's an absolute metabolic mess. He's an absolute metabolic mess at 24 years old. So his mother says to me, who was in the consult with him, "Well, Dr. Molly, how long is this going to take?" I said, "Well, I can tell you off the top of my head, he's not even going to start to feel better till number 20. And he's probably going to have to take more than 30 treatments, maybe 40. And if you spoke to the other patient that I had in the New York area, you know that's true." She said, "Yes, but I was hoping because of his age." I said, "His age really worked against him in this, because what happened was he really studied his mitochondria growth at his age. So I got to get him back to homeostasis, and that's going to take quite a while."
There was kind of like you were saying before about the car, when somebody put regular gas in your car.
That's right. Now I got to flush it out and put in the good stuff, right? And
yes.
Yeah, through the entire engine. That's what's happening for this guy.
This is a long-term
If he chooses to come, I'm ready for him. And I think his mother was, you know, interested in the program. He was definitely interested in the program because he gave me a big hug on the way out. And the idea to me is, and I have several young people, as you know, with chronic conditions. How did they get them? You know, eating bad. This kid told me right out, I love McDonald's. Well, I said, "You're going to have to get off McDonald's, buddy." You know, he said, "Well, can I go to Wendy's?" I said, "Well, you know, you can go wherever you want." But the bottom line is the processed foods, they're not helping us.
You want to also talk one more, Mary?
Oh, yeah. Mary is my ovarian cancer patient. She drove back to Indiana this week. She came to me during the week between chemotherapy. And so during that week, what do I do? Well, I'm very careful about the products we use because we don't want to do anything that's going to interfere with the platinum drug that she's using for the cancer. But the side effects from that drug, I was able to contain, help this patient get back to her oncologist. I have her MRI on my desk, actually, that I'm going to review this week. And if it's like the last one she had, she's in the right direction. And I believe it is, based on talking to her yesterday. She sounded great.
So the prognosis for her?
Is excellent.
Good, good.
Excellent.
Well, guess what? With that, we are going to wrap up another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. And they will be there well after we leave you at 9. Just because we're going home doesn't mean they are, okay? 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. The website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and then there's Joanne, delightful Dee, fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week, a safe, a happy, and a healthy one. We'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.